This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What a way to kick off 2018's global transmission. Wow. Another year behind us as we march into the future. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And, of course, we're going to have open phones. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us on the revolution happening in Iran that is getting no backing, basically, other than the president verbally backing it. It's a real revolution over there. Of course, Obama has been helping keep the mullahs in power, even though they're very, very unpopular, even in internal polls. So we'll look at that revolution coming up towards the third hour. In the meantime, there are a lot of big blaring issues that it seems really only this broadcast has realized that are so huge and that need to get out there. And so I'm going to cover a few of those today, as well as all the massive, very important breaking news. Number one, Russiagate, the wheels have come off on that. And they're trying to kind of creep away now. CNN, The Nation, and others are now publishing articles pointing out that it is a Democrat cabal at the FBI that cooked up this fake dossier. But what they're not hitting on is that multiple members of the Justice Department over the investigation and the FBI all gave money to their husbands and wives in government contracts. In some cases, millions of dollars, in the case of Orr, from the Justice Department over the whole Russia investigation to his wife at Fusion GPS, who ran the program and was only hired for the program. That on the surface looks like classic fraud. I mean, can somebody at the Justice Department give a couple million dollars to their wife? So it's simply amazing, ladies and gentlemen, that that's all coming out. Now, the other even bigger one I'm going to cover when we come back from break in more detail, because Roger Stone's talked about this. I've looked at how Trump's businesses are set up. And so on the surface, he's probably only worth a couple billion dollars of liquid cash. But when it comes to buildings and infrastructure and things he owns, it's probably 30, 40 billion. But Trump knows that that'll make it look like he's not successful in the big grouping of other billionaires. And that's why he doesn't release his tax returns. They've been released in the past. That's exactly what they show. Last time was, 10 years ago. But if you look at the type of business he has, then you understand why he wants an America First policy. He's about actual infrastructure, actual property, actual service-based economy. And to have that, you've got to have a good industrial-based society, a wealthy society. So Trump does well off of Americans doing well. He does well off of prosperity. He's not a globalist that wants vertical integration and to have a post-industrial world with a mass of people poor. But I wish he would release his tax returns now, not just federally, but at a state-by-state basis. In fact, I would advise the president, people need to get him this message. I know he has people that monitor the broadcast and give him a synopsis. He needs to release, say, his New York state returns or his New Jersey returns or something like that, state returns, to show the amounts. I'll guarantee you he's paying hundreds of millions of dollars in property tax in those states that he then gets to write off federally. So when Trump got Congress to kill the giant property tax write-offs and state income tax write-offs, it puts pressures on the blue states to lower those taxes, to stop the ballooning prices that hurt poor people, and it gets more money into the federal government to pay down deficits. It's a very bold move. In fact, it raises taxes on the rich. I wouldn't call myself rich, but nouveau riche, I've got to fund the operation, I've got some property, things like that. It raised taxes on me. The Trump tax plan raised taxes, okay? Because my property tax is more than $10,000. It only cut my income tax by, two percentage points. I mean, my accountant looked at it and he said, no, your taxes have gone up. So did his. He was glad, though. It's actually about the country. The point is that Trump just raised taxes on himself, hundreds of millions of dollars, putting the country ahead of his own interests. That's presidential.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Just kicked off the first global transmission of the InfoWar in 2018 with yours truly, Alex Jones. David Knight, of course, kicked it all off this morning at 8 a.m. Central with the real news. And we've got Owen Schroyer coming up live at 3 o'clock Central with the War Room. Okay, where to begin? Wow. Definitely we saw the trend in 2017. But for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. We saw the trend of pedophilia coming out of the closet, pedophilia being promoted openly, sexualization of children being promoted everywhere, Salon Magazine, you name it, New York Times. It's incredible. But you saw the reaction, massive pedophile rings being arrested, children being freed, women being freed, Trump signing an executive order, going after child traffickers and human trafficking and cutting off their money. And he declared a civil emergency to do that, a form of martial law, not economy-wide martial law, not martial law over the Bill of Rights Constitution, which I would oppose, but an emergency against these foreign foundations that are coming into the U.S. tax-exempt and controlling things. That's what George Soros does in Russia, in Hungary, in Ukraine, in Germany, in France, in Italy, in Brazil, in everywhere. Except Mexico. Mexican government doesn't let people come in and do that. They're nationalistic. So Trump is taking him on big time, and we are now seeing a civil emergency. They've cut off the Saudi Arabian funding that was going to the globalist. They're cutting off the Chinese communist funding. Trump has come out and called communist China out. He's come out and called Pakistan out. He's telling folks, you keep double dealing on us, we're going to pull all the foreign funding. Trump cut the taxes from 38.9% to 15 and 20, depending on the corporate tax structure, respectively. China, one day later, declared zero taxes on U.S. companies. Zero. 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 In fact, the executives pay no tax. The company pays no tax. No tax, period. You just have to invest everything in the Communist People's Liberation Army, and you have to become officially state-run. That has been announced by the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. So you talk about economic warfare. Trump says, hey, you got our politicians 30 years ago to write this law to deindustrialize us. We're just going to meet you fairly. True free trade. And all the fake libertarian think tanks screamed and yelled and said, oh, my gosh, it's like smooth hauling protectionism. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have a depression. You see the economy roar back, and China strikes back with zero, baby. You come here. You come here with your Apple and Facebook and Twitter and all your other divisions, and you will pay nothing. You're like, wow, the communists have zero tax, and we have a 15.
But don't worry, we got Bernie Sanders. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. There are no white people. They're bad. Except when I swindle universities and have 6 houses and $100,000 cars and with $3,000 suits and the capitalist Alex Jones is wearing a $300 sports jacket. I wear $3,000, but I'm a communist, so it's all right. Alex is wearing a $300 wool jacket, and we looked up Bernie Sanders' coats. They're over $3,000. But that's all right. Yeah, I look like Einstein. And he's pledging, he's resolving to intensify his struggle against Trumpism in 2018.
Now, why do I raise all this? I'm going to be getting into the taxes. I'm going to be getting into the pedophilia. I'm going to be getting into it all. Without even looking this morning, look at this stack of news. National Health Service clinic where children are prepared for sex changes with drugs. Here's another one. That's Daily Mail. Another one. Columnist says parents should buy their kids sex toys. That is the big daily newspaper in London, the Metro. Remember Jocelyn Elders coming in as the new head of the new head of the Surgeon General back under Bill Clinton? She had to step down. She's like, "What should do with the kindergarten children?" We had to find that clip. I played it years ago when I first got on air in 1995. She said it a few years before that. She goes, "You got to have the school reach down and grab their little wee wees and help them." She actually said, "Reach down and grab them and help them with their little, and their little, and when they get nap time at the, and you're like, what the, see? So they've been really raring to push this openly for a long time. Oh, and so are the Muslims. That's why the globalists love Islam so much. Large swaths of it. Turkish state institution says girls can marry and get pregnant at age 9. And don't forget this from last week. Little transgender shop sells fake genitals for little girls, which are really sex toys. But that's okay. It's liberal. UK NHS parents ask for female nurse. UK NHS patient asked for female nurse for cervical smear. It's tattooed trans man. What's double? He was a man with a beard, clearly muscular man. He had a male genitals. But the hospital's in trouble because the nurse refused to perform the pap smear, even though the man does not have a vagina and does not have a cervix. That you must do it. And that's like, people now think they're dogs. People think they're blind, so they dump Drano in their eyes. And our own government, the British government, pays for you to be blind on welfare. And people want to be dismembered. It's a new popular thing. And if you're against all this mental illness, you're anti-gay. Now, if the gay folks ought to be upset that they're connecting pedophilia, bestiality, all this stuff to you, and then every time someone criticizes sexualizing kids or pedophilia, they have all the major so-called gay magazines come out and say that I hate all the gay people. Camille Paglia comes out and says, teaching five-year-olds to be a different sex is child abuse. It's sexualization of children. She's a lesbian. She's a grown adult. She can do what she wants. She's not a pervert. It's perverted, whether you're a heterosexual or a homosexual, to go after children, period. And you've got the big push for this, so that's coming up. Meanwhile, gay cakes are not a constitutional right. Massive fines upheld in that. But then the left censors everybody else and refuses to service everybody else if you're a libertarian or a patriot. And the UK is trying to have parliament vote to bar Trump from coming to their country. So we're going to be going over all that. Columnist says parents should buy their kids sex toys. And viewer discretion advised, this is what they're pushing on kids. And YouTube, again, will probably age restrict this, not because it's age restricted, but because they don't want you to know what's being done to the kids, because it's a whole agenda. It's a cult, ladies and gentlemen. And that's that. This is all about the major metro newspaper that's free citywide wants to teach your children how to play with themselves and says you should help them do it, like Jocelyn Elders said, and then they run pictures of little kids. That's like Salon shows some fat, drooling guy that looks like, you know, a pedophile from Central Casting saying he's a pedophile, saying, "I like five-year-olds." And it shows a little five-year-old girl dancing around in a tutu. with this slob just slobber dripping out of his slovenly pie hole. So that's it. 2018, they were going to shut down the press. They were going to roll it all out. They were coming after your kids, forced inoculations, everything. But here's the problem. They're still executing this operation despite the fact they're imploding. By the way, the new leader in Germany who's set to replace Merkel, they're trying to arrest him right now for saying, we need to stop Islamists raping women on New Year's. They're saying, you're not allowed. Oh, Facebook, a man has been arrested for criticizing Islam in the UK, in California. So it's coming here. That's coming up. And we're going to get into how Trump has raised taxes on himself hundreds of millions of dollars conservatively, killing the property tax write-off above $10,000. Why no one's pointing this out? Why Trump isn't? It's like he's waiting for people to figure it out. When he signed that thing and pushed it forward, he was giving everybody a giant gift. And I'm going to explain that. I'm going to explain that when we come back first.
Because Bernie Sanders, I don't build anything. Me and my wife take things over, pump it up, suck all the money out, burn it down. Just like we do in Venezuela.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what to say. Mother.
If you thought the globalists were angry at Trump before, they are in a foaming at the mouth, frothing hissy fit. Because one of their biggest scams that they don't just deploy here, but they deploy in Europe, areas of Latin America, Asia, you name it, has been blown to pieces. Now, I've already mentioned how the common sense thing that if we have a 38.9% tariff and China has a 15%, that's what it is, it's a tariff. That's what a corporate tax is, because the employees and the executives are paying taxes. If you have that, the country that has lower taxes and the infrastructure will end up getting the factories. Well, China has better infrastructure in most cases than we do now. Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs this year, tweeted it, going, how's your infrastructure week going, Trump? You'll never get the country going. I just got back from China. It's way better than you. Because they put all their eggs in that basket. That's how they militarily, economically thought they'd conquered us, was shifting almost all of our industry over to communist China. And it's happened right under our noses. And quite frankly, it accelerated under Ronald Reagan. He didn't know what was going on. It exploded under George Herbert Walker Bush. It went to light speed under William Jefferson Clinton. It continued to go crazy and mushroom like thermal nuclear bombs going off under George W. Bush. It went into ultra warp under Obama. And now, that's why I'm so gaga over Trump. He's delivering just fairness. Now, what happened? What happened, ladies and gentlemen? Bernie Sanders, the usual suspects, got up on TV and said, he's letting the rich people get their taxes cut from 40% to 15%. They already make hundreds of billions of dollars. They're the same globalist billionaires that wrote the laws to ship our jobs to China because they have investments in the factories on record. And you know that, scumbag. And you're playing class envy with dumbed-down constituents. And it's a lottery ticket crowd, folks, the people that just always think they're going to get the insurance money, they're going to get the lottery ticket. It's always, oh, yeah, Bernie wants to give me something free. Oh, he wants to make my school loans free. Oh, it's all free. It's all free. No, it's not free. Everything they touch, they pump and dump. Everything they touch, they burn down. It's what they do. Now, look at communist countries everywhere. It doesn't work except for the scum. So what did Trump do that was so amazing? What was so incredible? And he's got to release his state tax returns. That I know are tied to the federal ones, but I guarantee you because I've gone and looked at the laws in New York, in New Jersey, in Florida. They have huge property taxes. They have income taxes as well. And they let you write all of those off on the federal tax. And then if you go look at the number of what Trump, say, paid in Florida or paid in New Jersey or New York, just pick one state, Mr. President. I've looked at your property values. They're in the billions per state. And you're going to have hundreds of millions in property tax and state income tax that Trump then wrote off on the federal taxes. And then you can have the headline, Trump raised taxes on himself hundreds of millions of dollars. This is the gigantic elephant in the room, the Stegosaurus, the Brachiosaurus, the Brachiosaurus, the King Kong, the 10 million foot flame throwing Easter bunny that is literally in the living room. And that is the ultimate truth-based propaganda against the globalists, that Trump just did this. When he signed it and he pushed it, because he's somebody that's very competitive, when he did that, he was just, he took full satisfaction because it was literally going against his own interest and destroying the parasitic globalist program. Because let me give you the little inside baseball. If you look at blue states and blue areas and red areas, the system is get Democrats in charge, raise property taxes to the roof at the legislature and then in the cities. Then have your family in government launder the giant amount of money you pay through property tax back through the government that then gives you contracts for your own projects. And then no one else can compete with you because you then write it all off on your income tax and then use the rest of that money to expand your operations. While on average, they have studies all over the world, conservatives, what is it, 6 times more likely to give to charity? Liberals, what is it, 9 times more likely to steal? Republicans, way more likely to pay all their taxes. And there it is. There's Trump. He said that back in April 2016. I believe in raising taxes on the wealthy, including myself. What did Trump tell you? And now even CNN admits, no, he does nothing to keep his promises, and we hate it. So now the governor of New York is flipping out, threatening him on TV. They've got Democrats in congressional hearings saying the president, quote, what is the most despicable person he's ever known? Trump is the most despicable human being, MSNBC, Stephen Cohen, horrible creature out of Tennessee. It's attacked me many times. So think about that. That's what these guys have done. They know full well what they're doing. Here comes Trump, my taxes, and I'm not a big property owner, but that is where I've got my little backup nest egg, you know, stuff like that, homestead, is above $10,000 a year. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a $500,000 house, your property taxes is like $15,000. Austin has the highest in Texas, and it's a blue area. It is a rape gang. Almost none of it goes to the schools. It goes into all their little scams. So Trump's going to put pressure on areas to now lower the taxes. Now that the scam's over, they're going to lower taxes in all the blue areas. And then property values for smaller homes are going to go down so people can be, not be renters, but be owners again. Trump is doing the most pragmatic, fair, loving system for people. I mean, this is how you make economies grow. It's how you lower deficits. It's how you put money in people's bank accounts if they want to work. It's how you unrig the economy. And again, Trump pays guaranteed hundreds of millions of dollars in property taxes and in state income taxes in those states where he has big businesses. And he needs to selectively release, just to show everybody, New York or New Jersey, where he's got the biggest holdings. He needs to release it, and people are going to go, oh, my God, he wrote off hundreds of millions, and he just took that away from himself. You better believe he did, folks. It's a fact. And he said, we put those articles, I think it was videos to him in the debates. He said, listen, I know how the scams work. I've already paid off all these people. I'll be honest with you. It's all legal, but it's payoffs. I don't like it. I want to quit bribing them. And the property tax, all these scams, I want to make it fair for the average person. If you bring me there, I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. I will deliver. He's doing it. And we're so used to being lied to and screwed over that we can't believe he's actually telling the truth, except for Afghanistan, vaccines, and a couple other little things. Trump's doing everything he said. I give about a 95 right now. But you know what? Afghanistan is a big waffle. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Coming up in the next segment, we've dug up some of the clips of during the campaign. Trump said the whole tax system is a scam for the rich to get out of paying taxes. I will go there for you because I know how the scam works, and I will blow the scam up, and I will raise taxes on the rich, and I will bring back $4 trillion, and I will boost the stock market, and I will bring back thousands of companies, and I will do it all because I know how the scam works. I've been living inside of it for decades, and I hate it, and I thought somebody else good would come along and stop this madness, but I've had to run for president. Remember all those speeches? We need to get all those clips together and put out historical documents, promos, showing how this is so revolutionary, and that's why they want to kill the president. We'll also play the clip, again, where Congressman Cohen says Trump is the most despicable human being for these tax cuts for the people. He's raising taxes on the rich, getting rid of all their big loopholes. Everything Bernie Sanders claims he wants to do, but Sanders just wants everything free and to get rid of the wealth and consolidate control. And then everything falls apart. Instead of having it be set up in a free market system and not rigged, though, so that the ultra-rich write the laws where they are tax-exempt. So that is all coming up in the next segment. Now, that said, facts are facts. And I know once you quote the president, you're up there and you know what's going on, that things are a little bit different. And I understand that since we've been crushing, with Russia's help, ISIS in North Africa and in Syria and Iraq, that the ISIS fighters are now leaving to one of their last hideouts, and that is Afghanistan. So here's the articles up on Infowars.com. Turkish state institution says girls can marry and get pregnant at age 9. We're going to tie that in to the situation we've got in Pakistan and all of the insanity that is unfolding there as well. But if you look at what's happening in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, and in Iran, it's all interconnected. Trump accuses Obama administration of helping fund Iran's terrorism, praises protest. Pakistan summons U.S. envoy, calls emergency meetings after Trump's no more tweet. We're going to get into that and how it ties into Trump announcing his change of his Afghanistan stance to actually up troops. And again, in 2013 and 2014, 15, 16, he said that we shouldn't be there. We've been there for 15 years at the time. Now it's like 17, 18 years. He said, it's our longest running war. It's a bunch of tribalists. There is no government. They're never going to stop killing each other. We got to get out of there. And we need Pakistan to help us. Well, he got convinced to send more troops in, as you know, 6 months ago. And the word was that was to defeat ISIS and Al-Qaeda, defeat the Taliban, make them sue for peace, and then pull out gracefully. But, of course, the quagmire just gets deeper. Shades of Vietnam all over again. And here is that report. Trump shifts gears on Afghanistan. The Hill, President Trump has now again come out and said that after decrying nation building during his presidential campaign and lambasting Afghanistan as a complete waste, the president is in the midst of sending thousands more troops to the country in an effort to stabilize it. The move, military commanders say, will help break the stalemate in the longest U.S. war in history and help beat back a resurgent Taliban and struggling Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. But defense experts say there's little indication the shift will be a quick fix. The U.S. must contend with an increase in ISIS presence while keeping Afghanistan politically stable and pressuring Pakistan to limit the space for the Taliban and other terrorist groups, according to James Carafano of the Conservative Heritage Foundation. We're seeing foreign fighters flow there. We've also seen some regional tensions and challenges for the government, said a member of the Trump transition team to The Hill. Let me tell you what's really going on in case Trump hadn't been briefed on this. I'm sure he has. It's a double game, just like they've caught elements of CIA contractors training remnants of ISIS in Iraq and Syria to rebrand it and reconstitute it. We reported that months ago, and then weeks ago, and now it was mainstream news last week. McMaster, you know, says, oh, we're going to attack Assad, take him out. Trump says, no, we're not. That's not our policy. So it's just an example of the mutiny that's going on. So I trust the president. He's gotten so much done. It's been so real. I trust that he really is trying to execute this, but he has gone back on what he said he would do in Afghanistan. And so the double game is the same thing as you see happening in Syria. They go in and groups that work with globalist interests, and that's who's still in control of our military to a great extent, they get a carpet of gold. Groups that don't, they get killed. And so they also want to be able to have a Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist force there in case they need to use it against Iran or as a proxy army against others to keep Iran in line. But it's this argument of keeping all these proxy groups around to play them off against each other in a, quote, balance of power, great game, divide and conquer stratagem. Is it still always just bolsters corrupt and evil groups, and it's not chivalry-based, it's not honor-based, and it's used to then menace us with this horrible, evil Islamic ideology in the West so we have an excuse for a big police state and take our basic liberties, and then it's not just used to menace the West and take control of us. They then bring in giant groups of these individuals, mainly military-age men, to colonize the United States and Europe in a repopulation operation where the globalists are trying to merge an incompatible authoritarian system with the West, because the globalists want to get rid of the West. They want to sabotage the West. They want to derail the West because they want to consolidate control of it. So Ron Paul and others are rightly pointing out that there's CIA fingerprints in a lot of what's happening in Iran right now. But Iran is unelected mullahs who then allow certain people to run for office. And they've done internal polls where over 70% of the population doesn't want to be under the authoritarian Iranians. So at a certain point, it becomes this issue of, okay, if the Iranians are in the streets trying to overthrow their government, do we, just because we don't like the globalist CIA, then sit there and back the mullahs that are just as bad or worse? Because there's a real struggle taking place right now about the future of Iran. I'd love to see the country, quote, democratized. The problem is, so many times democratization is the byword for the destabilization breakup of Syria we saw attempted. So again, there is no pure path in all this. Everyone just needs to know, this is what's happening, this is what's going on, this is what's unfolding, and Trump has been sucked in by McMaster and by others into this great game, divide-and-conquer strategy, and long-term, it only shows breakdown of civilization and other major problems, and again, is used in a larger triple game by the globalists to end up flooding the West with Islamicists, and again, using the very threat of the Islamicists to take our liberties and set up a high-tech police state that's actually used to target the American people, including the president and this administration, and our attempts to reboot the economy and the republic. So that's why these policies must end. That said, Steve Pachinik, former State Department and, of course, CIA and a lot of other things involved in regime change, involved in the whole hostage crisis and the Delta Force and Delta Force first being sent into Iran and the failed mission, all of that. He's going to join us coming up in the third hour to talk about that. And he thinks regime change is good. And he thinks that this is a good thing and that we need to back the young people that are there. I know this. I don't back CNN demonizing the young people and saying that they're bad folks when they're getting shot by the paramilitary forces. So we're going to look at that coming up. But my gut says remove the mullahs. But then the problem is they might double-cross back to put something even worse in. But I do want the people to not live under a monotheistic dictatorship. You'll be back. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mr. President, we are very, very impressed, and you are a real president, the real commander-in-chief. This is a battle for the Republic and the world, and I take that order directly from you to intensify and to never stop and to keep it up. That's exactly what we're doing, 110%. You've not let us down, and we're going to try to not let you down. And thank God for everybody that prayed on their knees and sought God's face for at least some decency to come back into this country and the world. There's a huge awakening happening all over the planet, and it's incredible. Now, just looking the last 30 minutes, we found a bunch of these clips, and I'm going to have McBreen or one of the other great researchers clip them together so we can start running some special reports on this. Hours of Trump during the debates and speeches, going through different loopholes, property tax, state income tax loopholes, the write-offs at the federal level, the Democrats and others put in to previous tax bills, how the China corporate tax works, how their internal tariffs on us, how he would raise taxes on himself and get rid of the loopholes. and give away a salary. He's now done that. Donald Trump says he's fine with raising taxes on himself. Fortune magazine, 2015, when he first announced. Here's another one. Donald Trump says he's okay with raising taxes on himself. Market Watch. Got a bunch of these, 2015, 2016. And again, why is that important? Because the Democrats drive up property costs and drive up things in all the cities they run. You ever wondered why Democrat-run cities are like five times more than conservative-run cities? Because it's all scam-run. They exempt themselves federally from taxes. They put all the money in locally. They then get government contracts back from their own money that goes into the city, county, and local governments. That's how their scam works. It's why every wealthy Democrat you know is embedded in government. Because it's how they operate. Just like all the big Democrat-owned and run media outlets and big computer companies and big internet companies from Google, Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, they all pay zero tax or close to it because they go to Ireland and places that have zero tax. Or they go to China where they don't even implement the tax. And now China's gone to zero to counter Trump. And I know I keep harping on this. I've got hundreds of news stories because it's everything. No one's pointing out Trump kept his promises to raise taxes on himself. That headline isn't anywhere. Think about how much property he owns in places with property tax. It's incredible. Yeah, there's the New York Times. China said on Thursday it would temporarily exempt foreign companies from paying taxes on their earnings, a bid to keep American businesses from taking their profits out of China following Washington's overhaul of the tax code. But you have to merge it with the government. There is, however, a catch. To be eligible, foreign companies must invest those earnings in sectors encouraged by Chinese government, things they own, of course, including railways, mining, technology, and agriculture, according to a statement from the finance ministry. The measure is retroactive from January 1st this year. The ministry said, if you read the plan, it's zero tax. So, the communists have zero because they're commies. They always pay zero. You work in a slave mine, but Bernie Sanders, he's got six houses and $100,000 cars and $3,000 suits. Hey, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Okay. But continuing, And Sink Uger of the Young Turks is caught saying women are subhuman. Well, he's an Islamicist. Of course he says that. Funded by Gulf state dictatorships. He's a dirtbag. They're all force-fed dirtbags. Unchivalrous piles of filth. Cowardly scum directly out of hell. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and play this. Let's go to this clip of Trump. They want to tax Wall Street after all the other taxes, that'll just kill investment. Trump's like, no, get rid of the loopholes and just make the people that actually get the money pay more. Don't tax the interaction. Don't tax the transaction. That's what the globalists always want. They can exempt themselves. Tax the wealth at the final end of it. And yes, tax the ultra rich, especially if they're monopolists. Break their monopolies up. That's Americana. That's what America was about, breaking up the British monopolies. Let's hear from the president right now. Here it is.
Do you believe in raising taxes on the wealthy?
I do. I do, including myself. I do.
Willie, I'm with Ella Walder. She is right here in New York City, registered.
That's 2016, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go through it all, he's done everything he'd say so far. And he says it's going to get even better next year. So why am I cheerleading? Because we're seeing such amazing things happen. Now, this particular Congressman Cohen on Ventura's TV show that I consulted on dealing with the FEMA camps was so serious, showing COG and martial law plans, things by the Democrats, that Cohen got involved in Congress, threatened Time Warner, that owned True TV at the time, and a lot of other stuff happened I'm not at liberty to talk about behind the scenes at the facilities in Los Angeles. And I've been told not to talk about it, so I won't. But let's just say it got serious. And Cohen is the one that on the TV interviews Ventura and says there are no model states on the Emergency Powers Act. There is no civilian inmate labor camp program. There are none of this is real. And Ventura's like, here's the law and here's new laws and here you authored it. And he goes, oh, that bill, in his fake Southern accent. I'll have a mint and julep, please. Oh, I declare. So let's go ahead and hear from this guy demonizing the president.
Is the most despicable human being to ever reside at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Congressman, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's enough of this.
I just
flath rag. Get him off there. Thank you. So, they're mad. They're all mad that their scams are coming down. They're all very upset. These are what we call parasitic creatures. Now, speaking of support, we don't take your money at gunpoint. We don't force you like NPR or National Public Radio or even NBC that got billions of stimulus money to fund all their failed systems and force feed us garbage. I get money from you. And if we had a ton more money, my job would be a lot more easy. Okay? I had to budget and spend a lot of time even trying to raise it. I'm not complaining. But you, if you want me on the field, right? You want me hiring more crew, more reports, more websites, more documentaries. I know if we had five times the money, I could launch stuff right now that would accelerate the globalist collapse even faster. I mean, look what we've already done with your help. We deliver with the investment you've made in us. Plus, we do it free market. You get great T-shirts, great books, great films, great supplements, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, water filtration, air filtration. The free shipping has to end tomorrow. And the biggest sales that I've ever had, I mean, can we just keep upping the sales? 67% off colloidal silver, 50% off Floralife and Myco ZX. And Myco ZX, by the way, is going to sell out this week. 50% off Brain Force Plus. Again, 33% off Floralife by itself, 33% off DNA Force with the most powerful form of CoQ10 and BioPQQ. Incredible. Alpha Power. Stamina, libido, energy. It's designed for men. Works great for women. Believe me, you want a bottle of Alpha Power, but look out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements, right to the products, and then InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site with survival gear, all the highest quality. We have fluoride-free toothpaste that is fortified with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue. That's 50% off. By the way, that is basically a loss leader at that price. But I just want you to see how great it is. We have for children as well. We have the super blue, fluoride-free, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine mouthwash. That's at the site. Check it out today. Caveman is still 50% off, even though it's been sold out for about a month, and we just got some more back in. Ultimate bone broth formula, you know, the power of chicken noodle soup. This is like chicken noodle soup squared. It's incredible. You want to stay healthy in the winter, all the rest of it, I would take. In fact, since I've been taking this, I've even been healthier. Even got bigger, stronger, meaner. I mean, it's just so concentrated. So Caveman, ladies and gentlemen, really, it's ultimate bone broth formula. It's the strongest bone broth formula out there. It's all the rage. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you'll just commit in the new year for your gut health with the Floralife and the Myco ZX and the Caveman and the X2, and try them all for yourselves. People say, well, what's better, Super Male, Anthroplex, or Alpha Power? They're all different formulas. It's all different people. It's how the herbs work. They're all very organic, concentrated, and amazing. But Alpha Power is the Godzilla Attack Tokyo version. It's the strongest thing we believe out there, by the way. I mean, it is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It works so good. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Please commit to fund us. We are 100% attacking the globalists with victory, but we've got lots of knife wounds, just to let you know. I'm very proud to announce.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting